This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
The following podcast is scheduled for one fall, and there will be no disqualification. Making their way to the ring from lineupmedia.fm at a combined weight of 849 pounds, the Three Horsemen.
Hey, all you crazy wrestling fans, Big Easy, T.O., and Corey, here to body slam and drop kick you all the way to the top of the hour.
Are we going to also, like, roller skate?
Why not?
Sounds like fun.
I don't know, but that was awesome.
It was pretty good, man.
Nice. Oh, well, good thing Biggie just fucking interrupted it.
He does that. Fucking Biggie.
What's up, ladies and gents? Like I already said our names, we're here to talk wrestling as usual.
There's one thing we got to clear up.
Thank you, Brian, for getting us right. And also,
thanks,
Big T.O.'s last show with us, because he's fucking fired.
Well, you'll have that.
You could at least play the samba.
You're rehired back.
Whatever.
Pay decrease.
God damn. I swear to God, leaving you to like just freestyle anything is the worst idea ever.
I don't think anybody's following you, but...
It doesn't matter. Like, they will probably follow the sound into the second edition of the show.
You're kind of like the My Brother of the show.
They'll follow the sound?
Well, good thing he heard me.
Follow the sound. Okay, so...
Anyway, who won our fucking tournament we did? The
People's Champ. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that kind of happened.
Let me look it up.
We don't know off the top of our heads who won our tournament?
I think I know.
You think you know?
I think.
Give it a guess then.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Wow, Rowdy Roddy. He went pretty far in my...
Yeah, it wasn't even close either. That surprises me.
62-38 was...
That's crazy. How many votes?
That is crazy.
412 votes, yeah, to be exact.
412, if you're keeping track at home.
They aren't. And...
They might be.
Crazy to think. So Piper got a one seed. Obviously, Rude was a one seed. But to win that bad, I would have thought with the Hall of Fame induction, he would have gotten a higher percentage. Guess not.
No, sir.
What did you think of the tournament?
I thought it was great. I don't really know how we can improve it for next year.
I don't either.
Eliminate our one seeds that were number ones this year. Get rid of them next year.
I mean, could you do tag team? I mean, we could just make it a different...
I'm going to talk about this in our old school edition, but there's a... group on Facebook that is
a Groupon
Facebook that is doing, it's a 70s and 80s like page, so it's a dedication, all that. Good. And they are doing a tournament. I'll tell you about it in the second half. Remind me. But I mean, we could do tag teams next year. We definitely have to eliminate who's won a championship, because if there's anybody that's won a championship, they have to be in that, I would think.
I would think so. There's gonna have to be certain ones.
There's not enough.
Room,
there's not enough tag teams really over the course of the history.
I don't know about that.
You think so?
Oh, I know. I could come up with them. Yeah,
64.
The big wrestling snob I am. We got to talk about that. Wrestling snobbery.
Up.
That is something else. I forgot to put in the notes. We're gonna talk about wrestling snobbery.
This
in fact, fuck
funny.
It. Let's start with that.
Wrestling
Why am
snobbery.
I a wrestling snob?
That's you really, tell me.
That's really bothered.
No, it bothers me. You get mad at me because I know the old stuff. I don't think that's being a dick. You guys don't know about the older like territory stuff.
I've not heard the wrestling snob so much. If I was to really dissect what I know of T.O., do you think he's being a dick about that we don't know?
No. When you make the comments to us like, you guys don't like it because it was before 1994. Or...
Okay.
It's common.
That's kind of snobbish.
No, you make comments like that. You don't realize that
and
you make
untrue.
Those comments.
No, I do.
It's untrue, categorically.
Not really.
We're talking, 94, I love the 80s stuff and 70s stuff.
91?
We talk about the network.
About the stops.
We talk about the network, and he goes,
I would love to sit and talk about how they put Mid-South on.
Well, we tried to, and you're like, oh, you guys wouldn't like that, though, because it's actually wrestling.
See, that's the thing. Just because I don't know about it, or at least I don't know about it, I love to learn about it.
So you guys want to hear about the Rat Pack in Mid-South?
Fuck yeah, I don't know about it.
I would love to be more educated on Lawler and the Andy Kaufman stuff. Like,
oh my God.
And I know so much of Mid-South. Like, that's a huge, from listening to Cornette's podcast, like,
best you can sit and watch an hour show and be entertained.
So yeah,
I promise you.
I wouldn't mind watching that. Honest to God. Like, so
let's get to the bottom. Let's wrestling snob. He's a wrestling snob. Can we get this settled? Are you going to keep being a wrestling snob?
I will stop being a wrestling snob when you guys start watching the stuff that
it's new.
Or no, not new.
I all the time watch stuff on YouTube.
Yeah,
I'm all
old
the time
stuff's
picking.
Way better.
I try to pick up something, you know, a couple things new every week. In fact, this week we're going to do the best wrestling themes ever in the second half. I actually looked at new shit, new themes. Listened to some new themes and put them in my thing. So I'm trying to put some effort in here.
There are some good ones right now.
It's pretty cool when E drives into office. Like if we get out of the car at the same time, he has a wrestling playlist that he listens to when he drives around. And
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
You were listening to The Undertaker the other day.
Was
it? Pulled in. Doom. People are like, what the fuck?
Really?
No, I made that up.
I was going to say, I don't. I mean, I got a smoky mind.
Like a get out of your car theme?
That'd be kind of cool.
It is kind
of
cool.
I used to whenever I would come into the office, and I did at least 3 or 4 times, and it never worked out. I would remote control my computer, queue up a song on YouTube. When I'm getting ready to walk in the back door, I would play the song, you know, turn my volume way up.
Totally.
Come in like, you know, Real American or something. Yeah. I did it 3 or 4 times, and nobody was in the big room every time I did it.
Huh.
Come strutting in. Fuck, nobody gets to enjoy. It was always a bummer.
I always play a theme when I get out of my car here. I always play Under Pressure as I
Queen?
Walk in. Yeah.
Doon, 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 doon.
I know a guy that works here just plays, Here Comes the Money. Here Comes the Money.
Not a bad jam.
Benji Molina.
I would have thought he'd...
Benji, 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 Benji. No, just poke our...
You don't have to go into that.
No, it's just a buddy of ours. We one of the shows on the station, Two Birds on the Bat, it's had incredible success lately. Yeah, on our network.
WPZ Pod.
So check it out, Two Birds on the Bat, for baseball fans, especially the St. Louis Cardinals.
Join us this July over at Riverboard Amphitheater when the Thompson Twins.
With the Wrecking Crew.
Jake Isles Band.
Ooh, sounds naughty.
And Oingo Boingo. This summer. Get your tickets now at all participating Ticketmaster outlets.
Dead Man's Party.
For baseball fans, Yadier Molina's brother Benji is a regular on the show.
Is he?
And provides a lot of insight to Cardinals baseball.
That was it? That was a nice round robin we did there.
Anything else going on exciting, gents, in life in general besides wrestling, which we will get to, which we do every time.
Having another kid.
Next weekend, if you guys are
good
with
it. Oh, Tio's having another kid.
Oh, that's cool. Congratulations.
What wrestler should I name?
Are you selling any of the old ones?
No, I was thinking about naming her Sunny, just because of positive.
Do you know that it's a girl?
No. Kidding.
Are you hoping for a girl?
Doesn't matter. Just hoping for health.
Yeah, everybody says it doesn't matter.
Just hoping for a healthy kid, homie.
Mm-hmm. But obviously you hope for health past that. You haven't thought past health?
It doesn't matter. So it really does not matter to me one way or another. Just want a healthy kid, man.
Fair enough.
So, wrestling.
He's thought about it.
Yeah. That's it. That's all that's been going on. Like, in my life, it's Blues play tonight. So the NHL playoffs start tonight. That's important in my life.
Well, what's important in all of our lives, I was getting ready to say, is not this Saturday, but next Saturday. If you guys are good with it, let's do Benoit.
Let's do the Benoit show. We are going to do that. T.O. might not, and if the Blues have an afternoon game, we're in deep shit.
Well, we'll figure that out. We'll audible.
Okay.
I'll get another show on tap for mine for that Saturday just in case.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's we should know within a few days before, right?
If he doesn't want to do it, I'll do it.
Okay, either way.
No, I definitely want to do this. The shit that is on some of these message boards and YouTube videos There are just some flat out crazy motherfuckers in this world.
Dude, they'll believe anything.
Dude.
We're doing a show on Scientology too, which you're welcome to sit on.
I'd like to do that.
The week after, I believe after we do Benoit, I think we're doing Scientology.
Jesus Christ, these people.
We're going to do that West Memphis thing. We'll
West
want you to
Memphis
sit on
3 for show.
So we got some interesting shows coming up on Surreal Talk.
Oh, hello. That should be good stuff. Let's go. What do we want to talk about first?
Shake It Up.
Good Cars song.
Ooh, ooh.
Nobody's got a preference?
So I said,
let's just start with Raw. I mean, they had the Shake Up, Monday Night Raw Shake Up style.
Superstar Shake Up on Raw and SmackDown. What? You know,
how'd they do it this time? I mean, what's the method? Is it a draft now? Is it just like they're rolling some dice?
There was no rhyme or reason to it.
That's kind of what I thought. I thought it was going to be like big moves. And it was none of that.
No, it was
and
rape and pillage is what it was.
A little bit.
So who got, what show got the better end of the deal then?
Well, who do you think? I kind of thought they stripped SmackDown a little bit.
SmackDown, I mean, you can't, if you look one for one, it's definitely not equal, depending on how they push certain people. But it's, I am a believer in this. There's better writers on SmackDown. There's less time, so they don't need as many guys.
Okay.
I think Raw's kind of fucked some guys. I wouldn't be happy going there because you're going straight mid-card with some of these guys that had bigger roles.
Well, see, like, they, like, of all things you could do, Jinder Mahal wrestles twice in two nights. I thought, oh, boy. What a way to stretch that
roster.
Want to
get all of it, they want to get all of his matches in before he tests positive.
Oh, my God. And concusses Finn Balor.
Dickhead.
Oh, he got hurt?
Are you shitting me?
I didn't see it. I did not see that part. I didn't watch
He just came back, right?
Just his first match, and he's already got a concussion. His first singles match, I'm sorry.
Still.
First singles match, and he's toast. Just done already.
For how long?
Oh, who knows? Could be 7 days. Could be, fuck, Daniel 6 months. Bryan. Could be the end of your career. I just, of all the guys, you had to go with him. Or you had to just screw it up. I don't know. That guy is not good in the ring anyway. But then he throws an elbow to the back of his head and just knocks him out. E, have you ever watched football in your life? You ever seen anybody get, like, a knockout hit where your head goes, and hits the ground first? That's exactly what
I love watching compilations of that on YouTube. I'm kind of a sick guy.
It is the dumbest thing I've ever seen, and I don't know how that guy continues to be employed unless he's working out with Triple H or whatever. But
looks like they're using the same supplements.
Oh, he's so juiced up. And you have to think...
A lot of citrus.
You would have to think that he's blowing somebody. I don't know what's going on, but bad deal for him. I don't know. Take it away. Nothing?
I just don't. I mean, there's something to it. A guy that's that shitty, because he is shitty. He's horrible in ring at best. I mean, horrible in-ring is the best way to describe his skill set. He was in a...
three-man band.
Yeah, I mean, he was in a parody group that was just a huge fucking joke for years.
Oh, I know.
And he gets fired? Was he fired?
I would want to think so.
They've come to terms on his release.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, everybody's fired unless they...
He got future endeavor.
But then he comes back, and it's like he's a new guy. I mean, he looks different, obviously. I don't know if you can find a before and after picture of him, but comes back, and all of a sudden, he looks like $1 million. He still can't fucking work, but... A guy they just fired because they didn't see him fitting into the future is suddenly being pushed above other people. It
makes zero sense.
Yeah, I agree with Corey on that. It's just silly.
Well, I don't know if anybody else wrestled twice in two nights. None that I can think of anyway. So
yeah, it's
it looks like they swapped the Intercontinental and U.S. champions. That's kind of weird. So they just decided, let's move the belts to the opposite
Ambrose
rings.
And Owens.
Right. Because those are basically the same level belts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just to get them for a new audience. It's the same thing they did with Bray Wyatt. They did it with, I'm trying to think of who else.
They moved a lot of people, man.
Well, the good thing was, though.
Rhino's on Raw. He's still relevant?
Rhino. Oh, my God, yeah.
Apparently.
Who was another one? Kurt Hawkins?
Yeah.
They moved the girls, though. That, I thought, was genius.
So, you know what, though? If you follow, like, the kind of comings and goings of the stuff backstage and who's dating, as soon as I found out Byron Saxton got moved to SmackDown.
Yes.
And Otunga was coming to Raw, which makes no sense. I mean, like, I think they're both shitty, and they're both there to meet a quota. But, I mean, it's the truth.
No, I'm not arguing.
Does dust bother any there to you?
Yeah.
And we can hear those springs every time you touch them.
Sorry. That's kind of bothering me. But... he dates Charlotte, so I knew, unless they were trying to split them up, which they do sometimes, but I...
Very true.
I figured, all right, well, she's going over there. Which, to Corey's point, that probably made more sense than anything they did because of the dynamic of the rosters with Charlotte being a, you know, the focal point being on her. If they keep her on Raw, you... Bailey's always going to be behind her. Sasha's always going to be behind her. So move her to SmackDown to where she can be the champ there, feud with Cameron and whoever else is there. But they brought Mickie James over. Who else did they bring, Corey?
Alexa Bliss. Those were the two main.
Yeah, so they brought those two over and then sent Charlotte and...
Sasha. No, Sasha Banks.
Sasha didn't go to SmackDown, did she?
Mm-hmm.
Lana.
Yeah, Lana went by herself. She's a wrestler.
Well, and so Tamina, Rusev went also. They did some package of the commercial. I did not see them announce Sasha. I saw Tamina and I saw Charlotte in the promo. Or not in the promo, in the in-ring skit. Because they did the tease of her, she's a second generation star, her father's in the Hall of Fame, and then it was Tamina. And the air kind of came out, and then Shane McMahon, the second person, was Charlotte.
Hmm. Tamina.
Snuka.
Yeah, I didn't even know she wrestled anymore. I mean, that's for sure.
She was in ring.
She's got the longest name ever.
Tamina Snuka was in the ring.
Yes. She was the first person they called out before Charlotte.
She's 39.
Why?
I didn't see Sasha get sent over.
Flattened.
You know what her real name is? I bet you don't.
Who?
Tamina Snuka. Her full real name?
Jessica.
No, we don't have enough time for me to tell you. It's like...
Oh, she's a fucking Samoan.
Yeah, Serona, Moana, Marie, Riker, Snuka, Polamalu. Wow.
Polamalu.
I like it.
I didn't know that.
Wish I had a cool name like that. I just got a normal name.
I bet you don't.
No. Something I got like an old English name.
Yeah.
Shitty.
Big Easy. That's a great name.
It's old English. We're like,
you're named after a city.
Well, it's actually for Shakespearean.
Oh.
I'm trying to find the... do you have a complete list of the switches?
No.
I do.
Oh.
Boom, right there. There you go.
Read them. Bring them. Moving to Raw.
Can you see that?
So...
who's moving to Raw?
To Raw, Apollo Crews.
Yeah.
Which I hope they do something with him.
He should be in NXT.
I don't hope they do anything with him. You look at guys that have had a prominent role...
okay.
On their show.
Mm-hmm.
The Miz and Maurice, the best thing they've had going.
Yeah, you know how they rewarded them? They beat them flat in the ring.
Yeah.
Or in the middle of the ring. In the ring.
At Mania.
What the hell? I mean, on Raw. Just 1, 2, 3, right in the middle of the ring, Sami Zayn. And then what did they do with Zayn? Moved to the other show the next night.
So,
what is that?
So is Zayn going to get put... I'm just done trying to make sense of the shit they do.
You can't.
So then Bray Wyatt goes, which here's another fun tidbit.
He needs that.
Bray Wyatt's fighting for the belt at that next pay-per-view against Orton in that House of Horrors match. Gee, wonder who's going to retain the belt.
Yeah.
You going to have two belts on one show?
Maybe.
Doubtful.
Could.
Well, they moved Owens over for that fact, but now there's I guess the disclaimer or whatever is whoever wins that match will go to SmackDown.
You know how they cure that? Brock We need you to come in on Tuesday, pal. No need to worry about Monday. Come on, big guy.
Alexa Bliss, and then the rest are, well, I guess Dean Ambrose, too.
Yeah.
He needs it.
God, bad.
But.
Crowd loved him.
Look at Raw now. All three members of the Shield.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get Roman over now?
No.
That's all I kept thinking when I saw the ambulance scene and all this going on.
We'll get to that. Who's moving to SmackDown?
A Shield reunion.
Who's moving to SmackDown? Yes.
Jinder Mahal.
I'll remember to remind you to bring that up.
Kevin Owens. Sami Zayn. Shining Stars. Which they come out and shit all over the Alpha America or whatever they're called.
America
Tamina,
Alpha.
Charlotte, Sin Cara, Rusev, Lana, New Day, and Byron Saxton. So Sasha didn't go.
Really?
But what it opens up, though, is...
Huh.
What does it open up, then?
Sasha needs to be a heel. She has to be a heel to
has
get over.
Has to be.
I mean, I just
think... Who's the champ over there, then, for the girls?
Bayley.
For the girls.
On the other brand?
On the Tuesday night show. That's the other problem.
Naomi.
Trying to keep track of this bullshit.
Mm.
Oh, well, she'll squash her like a bug.
Who?
Interruption.
Hey,
is Bayley
will squash
you? No, Charlotte will.
Is Bayley set up as some sort of fetish thing?
You know, say it again?
Is her whole gimmick like a fetish thing?
It's a dork.
Like with a side ponytail on the...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. That's a fetish.
It's for the
people
kids.
People get into that.
Yeah, that's why... Remember CM Punk's wife?
Yeah, but...
Okay, barely. That's her. That was her thing. She was a everybody
like
liked her because she was a
baby
dork.
Type of.
That
she plays
perps.
Video games and shit. No offense.
No, but it
I
was
swear
like
to God.
A,
I swear to God, hey. that's what they're trying to get over though.
Yeah, because
they
that.
Have up up down down now.
Good lord, the Konami code up up down down.
Well,
left,
that's
right, left, right,
that's what's his name's YouTube account.
I don't know.
Xavier Woods. He has a show.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Up Up Down Down.
That's
that was kind of some
big in the video game shit.
You know what? That guy wasn't even around when that shit came out. I do not approve. That's it.
He's older than you think.
Well, I'm being general. I don't know how old he is. So yeah, I'm being.
I would say
old
he's
man and...
30, probably 30, maybe. Maybe not.
I don't know.
But that would put him born the year Contra came out, basically. So
by
maybe
moving
the year after.
Contra,
by moving Charlotte over,
this
though,
is where that comes
it,
from.
Yeah,
it allows it really? Them to keep two of the girls with the belts.
Yeah,
of the big four in their eyes. Although they've totally pissed all over the redheaded girl.
Yeah, what's her name? Seriously, what's her name? I always get confused and try to remember her name. I get confused trying to remember old girls' names. They just throw out Eva.
It's impossible.
Tori.
Every week is do a 5-minute first show. Like, some shit happened. Raw happened. SmackDown happened.
We're not
really good. There was a pay-per-view.
Yeah, well, at least we have opinions about shit we don't.
Becky Lynch.
Boom. Nailed it.
Oh, Becky.
So do you think Alexa Bliss will be because she was the top female pretty much on SmackDown for the last 6 months.
Yep. Lost in the shuffle now. That Nia Jax will be the...
She
Jax, about
man.
Broke Charlotte.
She's rough. And,
did you see the two botches?
Yeah, she's rough.
She, okay.
If she was in Star Wars, she'd be two botcha. Tough crowd.
Two bitcha.
Well, if you had two people that had ever seen Star Wars, it would help.
Well, there's Chewbacca, Chewbacca.
Oh.
Chewbacca?
Yeah. Tough one, man.
Somebody out there.
Tough.
One of our listeners got that. We'll get that. One, at least.
I will make you a sizable
bet. One of the dozen.
Bet.
One of the dozen.
If you got that, share that somewhere right now. No, you know what? You know what? Our Facebook group is not watching either because I didn't. God bless it.
Uh-oh, you're getting some shit on Twitter, dude. Or on the YouTube. Did you see that? Your buddy Kev.
What'd he say?
Cards, hat, and Blues jersey. Do you have your Rams undies on? Nice.
What's up, Kev?
That's beautiful.
Hey, loyal follower.
That's our buddy.
Big wrestling fan.
Yeah.
Huge wrestling fan.
We got four
oh, my
people,
God.
I know we're on a delay.
Right now,
hey, KJ, have you seen the Star Wars movies?
Of course he has.
No, he hasn't.
I bet he has.
He's,
I bet
he's a tech
you
guy,
he
right?
Hasn't.
No, he's
a tech guy.
No, he's not.
He's tech and printing and all that, so I guarantee he's seen them.
He has never... Okay.
He's...
Our friend Kevin that we're talking about, he recently clicked on our YouTube thing, so you know, and we are debating, you Kevin... whether or not he has seen Star Wars, and he will most likely not tell us because he probably already turned it off. But
yeah,
that's about 30 seconds. It's getting close.
I doubt he has seen.
If that shows up before he answers, then he's not watching.
I doubt. Oh, look at me! I got a Words with Friends. Somebody wants to play me.
You pretty good at that?
And get fucking destroyed. No. Yeah, I am. I'm really good at it. Yeah, sorry. Hate to tell you that. That's the only video game.
What's your average?
My average was 3-something.
That's good. That's real good.
Yeah. People won't play me.
Have you ever beat me at that game?
Are you talking about the person that made you delete the app?
Ooh. Have you ever beat me at that game?
Yeah.
Nope.
Ooh.
He got close the last time we played.
He'll scrabble your dick all over the place,
man. And I deleted it and never played him again.
I did get close, man. I was so close to whooping you.
Almost tipped me.
I used to play that game a lot.
My app changed to Words With Used To Be My Friends. That's how bad I beat people.
That's funny. Words With New Enemies.
So back to wrestling.
Oh, all right.
We'll talk about Words With Friends if we want.
We could do a Words With Friends podcast show.
It's enough.
Words With Friends podcast show. We should.
Friends.
Nia Jax. What was the... Oh, my God. I forgot. I clicked on this thing. So Braun Strowman beats up Roman Reigns. I had to watch this just because they were saying, they started chanting, "You deserve it," which is good. It's smarky funny. Crowd. But
they're all smarky crowds now.
Boy, that was an ugly filmed segment. I guess they did all right, but I don't know if that goes over anymore. Does it?
You deserve it?
No. That segment, that type of segment.
It did. Did you hear the pops?
Yeah, I did, but more because it's him.
Oh, of course.
I just, gee.
See, I feel like they don't do enough of that anymore, which leads to why there were pops for that, because it was a backstage scene that was not in one spot. They moved around. It was, you thought it was over. He came back. There were a few layers to it. Everything that happens backstage is usually up. Someone gets jumped and thrown into a wall.
Single camera.
So it had a little.
It's like an episode of Friends.
I don't know.
I'll give you that.
It was different for what they usually do, I will say.
Yeah, but I mean, I know where this is going, but I don't think it is Roman Reigns in a hospital next week and Braun Strowman dressed up as a nurse.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'll take it from here, nurse.
Mr. Socko! We'll get him in there, too.
Mm-mm-mm.
Somebody needs to get beat with
get
a...
Get the hell out of here!
Beat with a bedpan. Those were the good old days, huh?
Your ball! <Du-du-du-du-du>. No?
Oh, all right.
Hey, Vinny! But I know this leads to him beating him clean in their next match, and that's not good for Strowman.
That he's going to lose back-to-back matches?
Or, I mean, are you shitting me?
Not back-to-back, but he didn't go over in the Jesus. He didn't go over in the Andre Memorial. So you're starting to
he didn't go over when he wrestled Reigns at the pay-per-view before the Mania, right? I want to say they wrestled at it. I didn't see the pay-per-view.
I can't remember now that you said it.
But I don't think that – I know this is not going to end well for him. They're giving him a big heel to beat, which I get. Makes sense. It's just that no one's cheering him and everybody's cheering the fucking bad guy.
That's the problem. You're essentially turning Strowman face.
Well, they won't. They won't turn him
– But that's what's
give
happening.
Give him a year. It'll take a year. Yeah. Once Big Show's gone, he's the new big guy face, and he'll be a joke. He'll be a complete joke.
So they're going to run Strowman by the time he comes.
What'd they do with Cena?
I'm just saying, there's money all over this guy.
Bray Wyatt?
But he's different than Wyatt. He's different. He's different than Rusev. He's taller.
Get out of here.
The build is different. They
neuter these guys for no reason. But if they get paid, more power to them. I get it. It's a TV show. It's a job. But, man, talk about just destroying your audience's attention. I mean, they could really make him something. He can move. No, I thought they neutered Ryback. And I'm not a big fan of him. He could have been something, though.
You don't need to be a big fan of him because he's a huge fan of himself.
Ooh. Not good.
Talk about someone that loves themselves.
Ooh, well, there goes our chance to get him on the show.
We don't want him on the show.
I don't think he's going to be on.
He has his own podcast show.
Fuck him, then. You heard me. He ain't listening.
So you really, so don't you agree, though, the most upside in the company of what you could do with a character, what you could do with a build, it's him. Because there's no...
No, maybe.
There's nothing that's happened at this point. He's clean. He's... Who? He hasn't... Strowman. Mm. There's no... He's never been another character like
You're
Husky
right.
Harris.
He's still getting cheered.
And the people love him. The Wyatt thing wasn't long enough to where people associate him with that faction.
Mm.
True. So, I don't know.
They will kill him. I guarantee you.
That'll be a huge mistake if they do.
He'll start dating somebody, or he'll do something that they don't. He won't shake somebody's hand. They will piss all over him. He is very and limited, as he should be. But I mean, I think he like jumped off the top rope one time. Got to knock that shit off. Just things that big guys shouldn't do, he kind of did.
Well, can he do it? What is that? When he was on his back and he. Kippick or whatever you called a kippick?
Kip up.
Oh, yeah, the hiccups.
Why do they call them kip ups? Are you talking about where you're laying on your back and you do the fucking flip up thing?
Yeah.
As big as he is.
I always thought they were called
kick
ups.
I mean,
why kip?
The dude's a freak athlete.
Are you sure it's kip?
You should Google it. It's worth a Google.
I'm going to do it.
Watch him. Watch him do his thing.
Watch him do his kip up. But going back, what else? What else did you see? I'm trying to think of what the things that I watched that went through to SmackDown. Oh, my God. My new favorite tag team.
Can we figure the ambulance flip, though? Because I don't know if you watched it.
Pulled it from.
Oh, totally didn't.
They probably had cables on the side.
The fucking. But
I did see that where the fucker supposedly picks up the. That's impossible. Impossible.
The camera angles were so shitty and made it look worse than it. They could have done a lot better job. Even Reigns getting thrown off on the stretcher was shitty camera work.
I know.
They shot it earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking edit that shit better. Like that. I mean, that's just kind of, I don't know, it's lackadaisical.
There's one fire that segment producer for
one
sure.
One angle you can
and
take
the director
it
of photography there.
I think they made chicken salad out of chicken shit personally, but I mean, who knows? I only watched it.
Chicken
I mean,
shit
I
salad.
I didn't watch it live or anything. I watched it on YouTube, so smaller screen. But. Regardless, what else? That kind of goes back to the theme of the whole segment, though. I mean, is that still a good? Is that people believe that? I mean, I guess if kids are going crazy, that's what you want. Parents are buying them tickets to go to the show, thinking maybe somebody's going to flip another ambulance over in the middle of the ring at a house show.
Why not do Zamboni? Go to a big hockey town.
Been done.
Say, you know, you got to do it based on where you're at.
They're not in Detroit.
You go to Pittsburgh, you flip over something steel.
Whoa.
You
flip over a bridge.
Flip over a penguin?
Penguin, yeah. Penguin flipping is a thing.
I missed a penguin.
Tip that guy over. Okay, best tag team in the world right now, The Revival.
I'm actually hearing good stuff about those guys.
Did you see their T-shirts? Have you seen their boots? Their boots look like the old Minnesota Wrecking Crew boots, which is... Great. Okay, the Minnesota Wrecking Crew is Ole and Arn Anderson.
Aren't they just?
I'm sorry.
Aren't
from
they
the Awa days?
White and
technically
black
Ole
boots?
And Gene, but Ole and Arn. Huh?
Aren't the boots white and black?
Yeah, stripes.
Yeah,
on the side. So, did you see their T-shirts?
Mm-mm.
One was a born and death date for the ice cream cart that they flipped over.
Bummer.
And the other one said, "We broke Kofi's leg," which is a throwback to "I broke Yahoo's leg." Or
Wahoo.
I broke Wahoo's leg and I broke Austin's neck or whatever. I love these guys.
I ended Bret Hart's career. It's a Goldberg shirt.
I don't think they ever printed that one.
That's
gonna be Mahal's new one.
Be a funny shirt.
I can cuss the best wrestler in the company
on day one of his return, mind you.
Fucking let's go to what Mahal did. Hold on. So, wait a minute. So, Finn Balor comes back, or as some people call him, Finn Balor.
Finn, as if you're from that area.
Oh, and you got to bring up Nakamura and Ziggler. You gotta watch this Nakamura guy.
I've,
every move he makes is, you're like, oh my god, what is this guy?
Hmm.
It's great.
Hmm. Putting that on my list of shit to check into. Then
I don't get the hand gestures and some of the shit he does, like physically.
I don't either. Like probably the, why I won't watch
it. I don't know. It's kind of
you were not put on this earth to get it.
Yeah, there can be only one. There can be only one. I know that because that is in the movie
Highlander. Are you an Highlander? I've been meaning to ask you about this.
Only because Queen did the soundtrack.
Queen did the soundtrack. You had to have liked the movie for at least that. And you had the Freebirds and shit.
Aha! Look at you!
It's double whammy on that movie. And it won the Oscar for the greatest movie of all time.
That it did.
So, it's got a lot of shit going for
it. Ricky Bobby said that.
Yeah, he was right.
Ricky Bobby.
And I quote him. And I quote you.
Say, I love crepes.
Crepes.
What's crepes?
Like really thin pancakes?
Oh, I love those.
You sound like a dog with peanut butter on the roof of your mouth.
Fucking love
that. So that's good. Nakamura is, I'm telling you, that's still going to win the ratings. I think I would go right now. I would actually pay to see him work. Like we went and saw Lesnar the one time because I hadn't seen Lesnar yet. I would pay to go see them, to go see him.
You like Nakamura that much?
That much.
Really?
Strong style. Hashtag strong style. You jerks. Man, you guys.
So let me ask this. Balor or Nakamura? Who would you rather see?
I don't know. I can't wait for that match at WrestleMania.
Have you seen... you haven't seen Balor either then, have you?
No.
So if you had to pay to watch one, who would you go see?
Nakamura.
Really?
Yeah. I'd pay money to go see AJ Styles, Finn Balor right now. Definitely. For sure.
Now, this is kind of going to play on the next episode, but I would... If it's going to be the full-on demon,
well, of course that it's going to be.
I would, I mean,
Mania?
That, no, just
no
anywhere.
It's be. If that doesn't close, I know Reina or Reina. That's a great mix there. If it's going to be Cena and Reigns that closes the show next year, then that better be going on second to last. I don't know. They'll probably put a girls' match because the crowd will be insane after that. But those two. If you make it a three-way with Styles, you're going to have babies getting thrown in the air because that would be a hell of a match.
It's, I mean, looking ahead to Mania next year, do they have the balls to put Reigns in the main event again?
Oh, absolutely. Why not? Because
keep in mind, through all this, he hasn't had a belt. I mean, he has, but it's not like he's been one of these main eventers that's carried the belt with him.
He won the belt at Mania last year.
I know, but okay. It's not like he's had a long title reign.
Okay.
So
that's
still...
It. Get it on him, get it off him.
That's still ahead of us, though. Like the Roman Reigns title reign.
Oh, yeah. What's he had, three so far?
I think so, yeah.
Three, and he's been on top... Oh, wow. Man, they can't get him over.
He's three straight or four straight Manias he's main evented. Next year will be four?
Three.
Three?
Next year will be four.
Yeah.
It's a shame, actually, but it's not up to us.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Have we covered enough of that? I don't know what we're missing.
I actually have an off-topic, well, on-topic, but not what we normally discuss the first half. I had an idea the other day, and I wondered why they haven't did it yet. Why not do, and the technology's there, a weekly animated wrestling show?
They did a cartoon.
Mm-hmm. I don't mean a cartoon. I mean, a cartoon, sure. You can call it whatever you want. But I mean a literal product like Raw, SmackDown, and this show where all of it's animated. Vince and they wouldn't have to rely on people getting hurt. Kids would eat it up because it's animated.
Mm-hmm.
You could have any kind of programs, any kind of matches you wanted. It seems like it makes perfect sense to me to do a product like that. But it hasn't ever been thought of.
They have the Camp WWE, which was no wrestling. You're talking about doing it
a full
another
show, yeah.
Yeah.
Promos, everything. Just do it completely animated, scripted. You know, good, bad, ugly idea.
I know. If anybody hears it, it'll be on the network.
That's what I was gonna say. They're probably gonna fucking do it now, and people are gonna hate you.
Really? Why would they hate me? It sounds like it could be good.
Because they'll have Roman Reigns doing all the moves that get the guys over that can work.
I only advocate if it's all new people. I mean, create these characters from scratch. Maybe you have guests. You can have like.
Oof.
Why not?
Because they got to brand that, too. And they're already bad enough at branding
their own thing.
Well, I guess they're not.
Take away the fact that lately they've been shit at branding and booking and everything else professional wrestling. The idea, I think, itself could make shit tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're listening, Vince, call me. We'll do lunch.
Oof. I don't know that I could do that. He wouldn't like you.
That's fine. I don't really like him. We don't have to like each other to do business.
Get in the gym for like a week. Eh.
They got a concession stand? Remember their gym?
They put an animated concession stand?
There we go. Now we're talking.
That I can live with. I'll animate eat. Is that a thing? No.
Anime?
It's not. Anime? No. It's animate eat?
If you're into tentacle porn, anime is totally a thing.
Yeah.
I'm not.
What's the other big stuff we talked about? Oh, and I love that Ziggler Nakamura segment. That was great.
So does that mean that Ziggler is back out of Shitsville, or
what? Define that.
Okay, so because I felt the role that he took on was the role that Miz left. He kind of had like a Miz-esque promo. He kind of, I don't know, I just felt like, I felt like Ziggler kind of steps into that role now. But the Miz on Raw, from going to where he was at, do you think he just gets buried in the rubble and he's just your mid-card guy to where he should be top card after what he's done?
Nah, he'll have the run with the Intercontinental Champion thing, Ambrose.
He'll feud with Ambrose again, which was what he was doing on SmackDown. So you don't think he'll work with Balor?
What he was doing on SmackDown?
They had done it before.
I didn't know.
So do you think he'll work with Balor? I mean, like, just looking at the upper echelon guys, Balor, Joe, Jericho. I mean, like, he's done – I mean, you forget.
Jericho's leaving.
But does he do that, or does he stay with Apollo Crews and work with those guys that are just kind of there?
Good question. I don't know.
Because the guy deserves a lot fucking more than that, in my opinion.
Well, now, I get a feeling they're going to move a belt over there on someone that works and leave the belt. I think they'll move Brock to just whatever.
Maybe
have
Rollins.
A champ work both of them.
I mean, maybe work with Rollins.
I forget about
something.
Him. He's become very forgettable.
Yeah. But the other thing, I hope this gets Ziggler. Like, if he has a good feud with Nakamura.
No.
Let it go through SummerSlam because you know they can work together. I mean, like, I'm assuming Ziggler can work with anybody. They
have
great matches.
He's not great on the mic.
Huh?
He's not great on the mic. This is just to get Nakamura over. I mean, they're getting someone sizable for him to get over on. So.
It's better than him getting beat by shit-stained Corbin. I mean, like, which, by the way, who was in the main event last night?
Ugh.
Isn't it better to have somebody get over on you, though, than get off on you?
Yeah. Yes.
Better be pissed off than pissed on.
Very similar.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know. They will never do anything with him, so no reason to get your hopes up.
They will with Corbin, though. They had that fucker, and again, these triple threat matches have to stop. I'm tired of them.
Well,
because you go in spurts last. I watched it this morning.
I hate those, dude. Triple threats or four way dances.
Well,
horrible.
You really hate it when you have Sami Zayn and Styles putting on a clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And then that big.
And Baron Corbin.
And that big fucking idiot gets in there and just fucks everything up.
Continuously.
I mean, like, just.
Not a big fan of him?
I love him. He's one of my favorites. I got me a Lone Wolf t-shirt the other day.
He's roughly the size of The Undertaker, right? A little bit bigger, maybe.
No, he couldn't have played offensive line if he was 6'10".
He's 6'8". He's pretty close.
Ugh.
He probably has lifts in his boots, though, to give him a couple more inches.
I was going to say.
You know, like speaking of 6'10", that popped in my head. I'm surprised Enzo and Cass didn't get shipped over.
I read that they love to see Enzo get his ass whipped. They like him getting ragdolled.
Cool.
Raw?
No. The writers and Vinnie Mac. They like seeing him get ragdolled and take horrific bumps. They get off on that.
Because they don't like him? Or they think it makes for good TV?
Don't look at me.
So they're going to try to hurt him in time for him to be an announcer like Corey Graves or...
Probably.
Yeah, that's good.
Makes sense.
It's usually what you want to do with someone that the fans love or loved.
Yeah, it's already over.
But
should have been heel from the beginning.
They're never going to get a belt.
No.
If you look at it, I mean... The Hardys, the Revival are there now. I mean, you kind of look at the way that tag team division's stacking up.
And American Alpha.
On the other brand, yeah.
So Revival and American Alpha, please set that up.
But they're on different brands. They already fucked it. Or no, they're not. Or yeah, they are. Revival's on Raw.
Right.
Yeah, they kind of fucked that up, in my opinion. I wish they would have had the tag teams that could work on Raw.
They'll keep moving people around.
Yeah.
Put the belts on different guys. Okay, out of Raw and SmackDown talk, because I... Ugh. Okay, so this Mauro Ranallo JBL thing. I have never liked this jerk off ever.
I liked him back in the Acolytes. He was kind of funny.
Yeah, and but then just you just knew he was... Ugh. And I like Ranallo.
Yeah.
I thought he was good.
He was he worked for Strikeforce, right?
Yeah, he's done a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Has he?
He did MMA, yeah.
It's kind of well documented. I didn't know about it, but he talked about it on Cornette's show a year ago or whenever he was a guest on there about being bipolar. Mm-hmm. So it was out there, it was documented. And I guess,
well, he's been tweeting on Twitter for the past 3 days, sharing everybody's tweet. It's nuts. It's a laundry list of tweets.
So what I do know, and I don't know if a lot's come out backstage, but just from listening to podcasts here and there, and reading what I have online, JBL is blocking anyone that follows him, that follows Mauro Ranallo.
That's beautiful, really. Think about it. You want to draw some real heat, do that.
Anybody that has wished him well,
he's already got heat.
He blocks. And perfect. Then, well, yeah. There's something else, too. Anyone that, there's like three things he's doing, I'm blocking people on social media that has to do with this guy.
Anybody that doesn't like Trump?
Well, I don't doubt it. I mean.
Anybody that doesn't watch Fox News? Anybody that's not a shit-kicking, dirt-eating, inbred hick?
No, but it's.
I'm covered.
You're hicks.
That's close enough as far as he's concerned.
So what do you think happened?
I saw Trump on TV.
Ugh. Yeah.
What do you think happened? Do you think he was fucking with him that bad that the guy couldn't handle it? Do you think that...
I think JBL's old school, and I think he was...
He's dick school.
This guy's been in the wrestling game for a while. He's done New Japan. He's done other stuff.
Yeah, but he hadn't been with WWE, pal.
Oh, but I mean, this guy's worked for fucking Showtime, CBS. I mean,
it doesn't really matter how long they've been. Think about the Joey Styles story. You guys all know the Joey Styles story at JBL, right?
That guy's a jerk off too. Yeah, tell it.
Okay, so the Joey Styles story is, you know, JBL sets up like the Iraq shows and all that stuff. He's a part of it. Anyway, they go over there one time, and he decides he's going to fucking haze Joey Styles, pour some beer on him on purpose, and a bunch of other bullshit.
And he always does it in front of people, apparently.
Right? He's a real cock like that. Eventually, Joey Styles says, fuck this, and punches the dude and lays him out, from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Little Joey Styles, good going, man.
I would love to know the whole way that happened, because I know, like you said, I've heard it 1,000 times,
right.
But never full text as to the entire... excuse me. You guys can talk. Never full text as to... It's kind of like Vader and Orndorff. I mean, there are stories of, I mean, yes, he did knock him out, but Vader, you know, saying, I let it go and I didn't fight back and I was ready to take it outside, but he didn't want to after he hit me. So if he really like knocked out JBL, I mean,
it's almost hard to believe.
It's very hard to believe.
I could see him catching him off guard, maybe knocking him down, but knocking that big bastard out.
I know.
And I don't know that I could. And I got to have 100 pounds, 150 pounds on Joey Styles.
I'm pretty sure I can knock Joey Styles out.
Well, yeah, Styles easy. I'm talking about JBL. I don't think I can knock JBL out.
Yeah.
And it really baffles me how Styles
He would have gotten some pretty bad blowback from that. But the other things he's done to bully people, what he did to Blue Meanie.
That's the worst.
So I haven't heard this story.
But I
so
think
what?
He was drunk anyway. He was drunk.
I don't know that story. So what happened with that?
This is a pay-per-view, one of the original ECW, WWF crossovers.
I
want to
say it was a one-night stand.
It was a one-night stand.
06.
I think it was earlier than that, wasn't it?
No.
Let's find Blue Meanie Incident.
I want to say it was 06.
It was 05. 07-05.
Oh, okay.
Good call, man.
Yeah.
I should never, ever go against you on this.
They're in the ring in a battle royal, so of course JBL takes liberties and just starts hard-weighing him. Potatoing the shit out of him, and like I want to say he broke his nose. I don't know if it was broken, but just leaves him a bloody mess.
Dude, he opened up a gash.
He
on the side of the dude's face. Look, here's this picture.
Just bullshit.
That's a horrible picture. I can probably find a better. But look at the size of that gash under his eye. That's like some of the worst of MMA gashes you get.
And now back, if you go way back, back to my wrestling snobbery times, guys would hardway each other and leave themselves open. But, you know, the older everybody gets and the more we develop as human beings, you realize, oh, this guy's giving up his body to me. I shouldn't destroy him, you know, just potato him until he's cut open. Although Brock Lesnar, I don't know. I just can't stand guys like him.
Me either, dude. There's nothing worse than a bully. The kind of person that gets off on bullying somebody, it's just fucked up to me.
It's that, but it's also he's a horrible announcer. Yeah. He's not good at anything he does.
He wasn't good in
the ring. You know what? He might be president eventually.
No.
Well, he could be vice.
That's true.
Yeah, it's weird, though, because as PC as WWE is now.
If there's a star.
But if there's anything going on, like, I almost just wonder if it had to do with his condition and it was, you know, because JBL's a prick on the show. He rides people on the show.
Prick in life, I would think.
Well, he put out some Twitter, like, I guess he missed a couple shows and he made tweets about, oh, is it the weather this time? Is it this or is it that? Might have taken it the wrong way. So maybe it wasn't over-the-top stuff because I really do think if it was serious, like hardcore fucking with you.
I don't know enough about bipolar disorder to make a judgment, but I know that I don't know. I take it back.
It's a serious thing.
I just don't like JBL.
Have you heard about the story where Stevie Richards knocks the fuck out of JBL with a chair as revenge for the whole meanie thing?
Yeah.
That's great. He thought he had – well, it's not that he thought he had immunity. But what had happened is they booked a match, JBL versus Blue Meanie. Blue Meanie was supposed to go over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Stevie Richards sees that as like, I've got carte blanche to light this fucker up. So he does with a chair shot, just puts him down.
You gotta love it.
I love it.
Stevie Richards. That's a name you don't hear often.
Man, he was Raven's little buddy.
Yeah, he always wore the half shirt and shit made him look
gay. That was so weird. His weird stringy long hair and the half shirt.
I know.
He only needed like a... fucking roller skates.
Yeah.
Again, talking about roller skates.
Pretty close.
He wore cut off shorts, didn't he? Like blue jean shorts that were cut off, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he had the stint as, early 2000s. Yeah. Right to censor.
Oh, yeah, the old RTC.
Yeah. Not to be confused with the UGC.
Not even a little.
All right. And then I saw, So, is it consensus we don't like JBL?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I've never.
I want to have him on the show.
Ugh.
Let's do it. Why not?
Never.
Why not? Well, why not get a chance to.
Fuck him.
Oh, I'd be fun, man.
Ugh.
Afraid of a little confrontation over, you know, being an internet tough guy? I'm
definitely
fine with it.
Not.
Let's do it.
Come swing there, Ace.
Definitely not.
Stay on Fox News. I'll come be on your show.
There you go. Let's trade spots.
And bury all you Nazis.
Wouldn't that be fun? Talks. You get to go on there, speak your mind, and just light up everybody.
Oh, you don't get a word
that's
in on
last
that
time
channel.
We heard from Corey.
But what am I saying? You don't get a word in on any channel. But, okay, so we don't like him. Renee Young and Dean Ambrose got married? Is this true? I mean, it must be true. They're wearing wedding rings, so that happened.
No clue.
So that's something else.
I didn't know that.
There was some other news that was coming out, and I had it pulled up, and I must have lost it. But, any other new things that you guys wanted to get out across the R-Wavs?
Well, going back to JBL, sorry, I had
one other
point.
No.
Eric Bischoff was quoted recently talking about bullying in the WWE, that he never saw it and it never happened to him. You think that's possible, or you think he's just like trying to downplay as like a steward of the back?
I'm pretty sure Eric Bischoff is a guy that never got bullied because he wasn't worth bullying.
Yeah,
well, he was talent when he was with WWE.
Yeah, that's fair.
But I don't think anybody went out of their way to mess with him. I wouldn't think.
Yeah, not seeing it, though.
Yeah, I'm curious who would have bullied him.
And that Rich Brennan guy, who he did WWE not long, but he talked about how difficult it was dealing with JBL. I don't see how this guy keeps a job. I mean, women definitely don't keep their jobs when they bowl air on there, from what I've heard.
At least the mainstream media is actually covering it, though. Have you heard about that?
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
They should. If they're going to run this Be a Star campaign, I mean, then what is this?
I agree.
It's his 100%. Time is done. He needs to come out like fucking public apology for all his passion shenanigans, at least.
No about that.
You don't know about that? That'd be nice. Fuck it. If you want to keep your job, that's what I say you got to do.
Oh, I say it's never going to happen.
Well, yeah, it's not going to happen, but throw that at him. Here's your ultimatum. In this era of anti-bullying, I'm surprised this hasn't been lit up way bigger.
Well, yeah. Suicide is usually the end, and that's the problem.
So he's made a comment that he's never attempted suicide, but he's thought about it.
I'm sure.
But, I mean, like that was a comment that he made in an interview at some point in time, but I just, again, I can't imagine that WWE would just kind of, oh, ho-hum, no big deal. Like, they have to view it's that weird. He's overreacting, or maybe, but again, if Mauro's giving him a pass on it and saying, you know, like, this is a me thing, not a JBL thing, don't you think he would have came out on social media or released something saying, hey, cut this guy some slack, it's not him, like, it's personal stuff?
I would love it if he were to pick on someone his own size one time. That's the other issue I have. One, he's picking on somebody who's 10 times the commentary guy, announcer, however you put it.
That's probably why he's picking on him.
It makes you wonder.
10 times as talented.
And then the same thing, I don't see him picking on any 6'7 guys. I have never heard any stories of him messing with, fucking with Ryback or somebody that ran through the system at the same time he did. I don't hear him saying anything to Cena. I mean, not that Cena would ever let it out, but, you know, pick on somebody that will not. I mean, Joey Styles knocked you out, rumor has it. But,
let's tweet at him from the show. Hey, heard you got knocked out by Joey Styles. Want to come on our show and talk about
it? He'll block you.
Well, let's get blocked. Fuck it. Let's do something funny.
Yeah, I agree.
Why not?
I like that now. Let's get blocked by him.
Why not?
That's our goal.
It won't be hard.
No.
Generally, I'm against trolling because I think it's just dumb. And
really? Oh, I love.
See, I'm not big into trolling. No, I can go into it for
on
this
the
guy.
Internet trolling?
Anywhere, really.
Oh, see, I love to stir shit.
Yeah, it's not my thing. I don't like. It's like picking on a retard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, you're preying on somebody of less intelligence, and more or less for a, ha, 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 I'm smarter than you.
See, I think it's more short-tempered.
You think?
It's not as much about where your brain lies.
That's fair, but in the end of it, it's an ego boost.
That's true.
I mean, who needs that ego boost? Some people do. I don't know.
And the thing with it is, like, trolling versus non-trolling, the way I look at it, you're trolling if you're doing something that you wouldn't say to that person's face.
And that's fair, too.
Like, athletes is the best thing, or wrestlers or celebrities,
true.
When people get on
and say. I don't do that.
How many people like Kim Kardashian, Kim Kardashian, you're a filthy whore, you're this or that. And then if they saw her walking down the street, they'd
that's
be wanting
trolling
her
too.
Autograph.
That's a little different. I mean preying on somebody and just making somebody think something for the simple fact of, ha-ha, you're an idiot. That's trolling in a nutshell, more or less.
Just fucking with people. Like, I mean,
you guys know I don't really dig the conspiracy stuff, right? But I'm working on building the community around my show, conspiracy stuff.
Right.
And I belong to 50, 60 groups for conspiracy stuff. And fake news is a real big thing right now. But there's also something going on now, fake conspiracy news. More or less people creating fake conspiracy stuff out there because they know these idiots, if you will.
I think that's what half of conspiracies are.
More than half. But it's getting now to the point where it's a big-time thing people are doing, making troll stuff just to fucking poke fun at these people who, for whatever reason, easily believe this type of stuff. And I just think it's deplorable.
So wait a minute.
You know, your folks that believe in aliens.
The kid from the Wonder Years was not Marilyn Manson?
Was not. That's true.
Okay.
Well, that's urban legend. That's one thing. But to say, like...
Oh, I'm
like,
sorry.
There was an article the other day that was put out that River Phoenix was killed due to his involvement in Pizzagate. Exactly. He died in 1993. But people are retweeting this and reposting it on Facebook like it's real news.
That's what's
And they don't get it. That's my point exactly. You got to be a little bit...
Pizzagate's pretty dangerous, I'd say. When somebody comes into the place with a gun, I'd say that's a pretty serious thing.
No, that's what I'm... People don't get it, though, that they... Yeah. They get around and they spread this shit and they talk about it, and especially people of influence. You know, Rogan had
I can think of one guy who's trying to spread conspiracy theories right now who has some influence.
But so I know where you're going with this.
Okay.
I'm going to go like non-political with it, with this Eddie Bravo, who's not a huge deal, but he's on Rogan's podcast. And Rogan gets millions of downloads.
Right.
And this guy's on there talking about Pizzagate as if it's a fact. 2 days later, that guy took the gun into the place and fucking, I mean, like,
there's a responsibility you have if you're talking to that many people. I mean, we're
still talking about trolling, by the way.
Right. Well, I don't think
I know, but you kind of are, because you're trolling people with those stories. You're getting
fair.
Do you call it? Getting someone's goat.
I get what you're saying. Goading them, yeah.
Yeah, goad, G-O-A-D.
Yeah.
But I like to do it just to mess, not say anything that's not true or nothing.
I hear you. I mean, it's not like you're making shit up.
Yes, I just like to get people fired up because it's funny. If they do it to me, I just walk away or just go, all right.
There's a lot of people that can't, though. They don't have the capacity to do that.
Well.
To me, in the end, to me, like I said, it just boils down. It's like,
for instance, somebody with bipolar disorder.
That's what boils down to me. Do you like making fun of somebody less than you?
Right.
Easy targets.
I know.
So, I'm coming off holier than thou because I'm sure I fuck with people all the time.
Right.
But when I think about it and I put any thought into it, it just makes me think, God, it's the lowest common denominator thing.
Usually.
Yeah.
Usually. But I don't do it online. I don't do it online.
So
we're
fart
I don't
jokes,
get that.
And I laugh my ass at fart jokes. So,
right.
I mean,
yeah, go. And if you're listening and you want to find out what trolling is, go read a YouTube comment section. All right.
Good Lord.
I think that's it. We got to do some theme music, so we're going to get out of here. That does it for the first
I'll freestyle.
Half. Any parting shots? Anybody got anything?
It's just the next few weeks are going to be interesting to see what they do with these people they moved.
Might be right.
I mean, if the Miz is in just mid-card shit. I'm also curious to see what they do with his wife. Because she was very good.
That's and what
then,
I heard.
You know.
Oh, yeah?
What happens with Lana? No. Because they did a vignette with her last night, separate from Rusev, that clearly was shot recently. So I wonder what they have in mind for her, because she can't wrestle.
Who knows?
Who knows? But that's it.
Okay. Parting shots. We're out of here, right?
Hasta a little later.
Big Easy, T.O. and Corey, we'll see you the next half. We're going to talk the best wrestling entrance themes of all time. This is actually going to be fun. We'll talk to you in the second half. Three Horsemen Show out.
Today's show is presented by DaVinci Smart Drink. Order yours now at lineupmedia.fm/DaVinci. DaVinci, excite better thinking.
You need a mental boost? DaVinci Smart Drinks were designed with professional thinkers in mind. With key ingredients shown to improve cognitive function and increase mental energy, DaVinci Smart Drinks excite better thinking. Drink a DaVinci. Let it go to your head.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.